The Dodgers and Pirates getting set for game two of this three-game series, and we're joined right now by the best third base coach in all of baseball. He is live at PNC Park. Dino Ebel joins us from Pittsburgh. Dino, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Always, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Love talking baseball with you.
Dino, I know you love heads-up players, and last night we found out that you can be still involved in the game even if you're not playing, and that's exactly what happened when Austin Barnes spotted Key Brian Hayes missing first base on what appeared to be a home run. When you got back to the dugout, or when you were in the dugout, can you describe what took place when Barnes spotted that?
Absolutely. You know, we're all watching the ball down the line, and, you know, the ball gets out, and all of a sudden I see Mookie turn around and, you know, from my perspective, throwing the ball to second base, and, you know, Hayes is now starting to think maybe this ball didn't get out, and all of a sudden we hear he didn't touch first base, and it was Barnes going over to, you know, our bench coach Bob Guerin, and Bob Guerin gets on the video replay phone and calls up Chopper, and Chopper said absolutely challenged the call, he missed first base. So again, you got guys on the bench who are not playing, paying attention, and Barnesy last night came screaming down there. He didn't touch first base. Really, really positive. Like, he knew he missed it. And absolutely, he was right, 100%. So it was really great, great on Barnesy, Barnesy looking at the footwork at first base. So it was good.
Dino, I guess it shouldn't be surprising that it was Austin Barnes that spotted that, because catchers always seem to be the smartest guys on the team.
Absolutely. And, you know what? That's the beauty of the game. Like, the guys, you know, back in the day when players weren't starting that day, they would watch coaches give signs, and players would, you know, watch things with catchers, and, you know, if they can pick up pitches and stuff like that. So here's a catcher sitting on the bench, and Barnesy is, as heads up as he is, you know, his eyes went to first base to make sure the guy touched the bag. And sure enough, he didn't. So it was great on Barnesy's part, and it saved us a run there.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is joining us from PNC Park. And today the Dodgers have Albert Pujols back in the starting lineup. Albert has hit 4 home runs and driven in 12 RBIs for the Dodgers since joining them. And Dino and Albert were together in Anaheim for a period of time. Can you describe this Albert compared to that Albert, Dino, and just how much joy he's having playing baseball again?
Well, you just said it. The joy, the look on his face coming into the clubhouse every day, and he's in early. You know, he didn't get the nickname the Machine for no reason. This guy's got a great routine. I saw it in Anaheim. The look that he has now was like the first few years that he, you know, put that Angel uniform on. But he's coming to the park right now. Every time he steps on the field, he's got a chance to win. He's helping tremendously in the clubhouse, on the bench, especially just the knowledge of the game and, his status in the game. I could see it just really rubbing off on the guys. And great look on his face, David. This guy's smiling. He's happy. He fits right in with these guys in the clubhouse, on the bench. And so I'm really happy for him. Getting a chance to come over, putting on the Dodger uniform, and, you know, getting off to a good start, hitting some home runs. He was actually robbed. He might have had 5 in Frisco. I think it was Talkman who saved the home run over the fence. But he's been a big asset to this club, especially coming off the bench. His presence off left-handed pitchers, him getting in the box is always a threat. And here's a guy who knows how to drive in runs. So, perfect fit for us.
Dino, why do you believe he's been able to fit in so quickly, even with his resume? This is a new team. The season had started. There's no spring training to get used to each other. Why has it worked so quickly?
I think it's just, the culture that we have in the clubhouse, the veteran players we have with Betts and Kershaw and Turner and the rest of the crew that just welcomed him in open arms and really started to talk to him about how things are here, and he just fits right in. I mean, it's the thing I really like about, even with the veteran guys and a lot of the younger players, especially in between innings, his knowledge, they're picking his brain. This guy's done it all. So to have a guy like that in your dugout, and then, you said it, he's got a chance to play. He's driven in some big runs. He's hitting the ball good, playing good defense when he gets out there at first base. So, really, it's the look on his face that I enjoy again, seeing him when he puts that uniform on and comes out to work. So again, he's minutes away right now, hitting extra on the field and taking some ground balls. And this guy's been working hard. He feels good. He's healthy. So we're getting to see a good, healthy Albert Pujols.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch him smile. And when he does some good things in Dodger blue, that's for sure. Dino, thanks a lot for the time and the insight and continued success with the team. You're the best when it comes to coaching third base. So the Dodgers are fortunate to have you.
Thank you so much, David. Love talking to you.